It's not disputed that the incident occurred very early in the morning, starting around 2:44 a.m. A mother called 911 to report that someone had come into her home and that her husband had gone down to investigate and that she was upstairs with her four children. Officers were dispatched to a burglary in progress call where the husband had gone down to investigate. Officers were given a description of the homeowner's clothing. Officer Heimsness was the first officer on scene and observed a physical struggle occurring between the person he believed to be the homeowner and another subject who he considered a possible suspect in the burglary. This possible suspect was later identified as Paul Heenan. The officer covered Mr. Heenan at gunpoint and gave repeated loud verbal commands, which Mr. Heenan did not follow. Mr. Heenan attacked the officer and a physical struggle ensued between the officer and Mr. Heenan. Officer Heimsness continued to shout verbal commands at Mr. Heenan. The officer believed Mr. Heenan was trying to grab his firearm and the officer believed his life was in imminent danger. The officer fired three shots. State crime lab investigators have determined the distance between the muzzle of Officer Heimsness' weapon and the subject's clothing was between 24 and 42 inches. We also know that from the time Officer Heimsness observed the physical altercation occurring between Mr. O'Malley and Mr. Heenan to when the shots were fired, only 15 seconds elapsed. It was discovered after the fact that Mr. Heenan's blood alcohol level was at least 0.20.